If you're building any product with an AI chip inside, get ready for a shock. The world's largest semiconductor packaging firm, ASE, just announced price hikes of up to 20% for 2026. This isn't a temporary blip. It's a signal that the entire supply chain for artificial intelligence is under extreme pressure. The question for Western executives is no longer if this will impact your business, but how you'll survive the squeeze. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology developments shaping global strategy. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
This week, we're moving past the AI chips themselves and focusing on the new kingmaker of the semiconductor world, advanced packaging. It's the intricate process of assembling the chips, and right now, it's the industry's biggest bottleneck.
That's right. The story this week isn't just about one company. It's about a systemic capacity crisis, a global race to build new factories from Arizona to Belgium, and a scramble by the biggest names in tech to secure supply for years to come. We're seeing the blueprint for the next 5 years of the AI supply chain being drawn right now.
Let's start with that price hike, Troy. ASE Technology, the biggest player in outsourced chip assembly, is raising prices by 5 to 20%. For our listeners in manufacturing, that's a massive increase. What is driving this?
In a word, Susie, demand. The AI boom has created an insatiable appetite for what we call 2.5D packaging. This is where multiple chips, like a processor and high bandwidth memory, or HBM, are placed side by side on a silicon base, called an interposer. It's the key to AI performance.
And the main technology here is TSMC's CoWoS, which we hear about constantly.
Exactly. TSMC is the leader. They announced on June 10th they're boosting their CoWoS capacity tenfold, aiming for over 130,000 wafers per month by late 2026. But even that massive expansion won't be enough to meet demand. Their capacity for 2026 is already sold out.
So with supply this tight, it becomes a fight for who gets to the front of the line. And it looks like NVIDIA is winning that fight.
They have to. Their entire business depends on it. NVIDIA CEO was in Korea in early June, signing multi-year contracts for HBM with SK Hynix. Analysts now predict the HBM shortage will continue into at least 2028 or 2029. To that end, SK Hynix just placed a $28.7 million order with Hanmi Semiconductor for new TC bonders, the specific machines that stack HBM chips, for their new M15X factory.
What does this mean for a U.S. or European manufacturer trying to build an AI-enabled industrial machine or a new server? Are they simply out of luck?
They face a significant threat of allocation. The ASE report was clear. They are prioritizing high-margin AI customers. For U.S. and European manufacturers, this means your access to cutting-edge packaging could be limited or delayed. The opportunity lies in long-term planning. If you can provide a solid forecast for 2027 and beyond, you have a better chance of getting capacity.
And for trading companies and distributors, is this a market to avoid or a golden opportunity?
Sourcing these components is incredibly difficult right now. Market timing is critical. Distributors should be advising their clients that prices are on a clear upward trajectory. The key is to move from transactional relationships to long-term partnerships. Securing supply now, even at a premium, is better than having no supply in 2027.
So, the immediate action for executives?
Conduct an urgent risk assessment of your product roadmap. Identify every single component that relies on CoWoS, HBM, or other advanced packaging. You need to begin multi-year procurement conversations with your suppliers immediately.
So, the capacity is overwhelmingly concentrated in Asia and completely sold out. But we're seeing billions of dollars flowing into new facilities in the West. Is the supply chain map finally starting to change?
It is, and it's happening faster than many predicted. On June 5th, Amkor Technology announced it's expanding its investment in a new advanced packaging plant in Peoria, Arizona, from $2 billion to over $7 billion.
$7 billion. That's a clear signal, backed by the U.S. CHIPS Act.
It's a foundational piece of the new U.S. semiconductor ecosystem. Amkor's explicit strategy is to build this facility to serve clients like TSMC and Intel, who are building wafer fabs just miles away. This creates an end-to-end domestic supply chain for the first time in decades, from wafer to packaged chip.
And it's not just the traditional packaging houses. We saw a fascinating announcement from Intel and Tesla.
Yes, a major strategic partnership.
Tesla will be using Intel's advanced packaging technologies, specifically EMIB and Foveros, for its next-generation AI6 data center chips. This will happen at Intel's upcoming TeraFab in Austin, Texas.
Break that down for us, Troy. EMIB and Foveros.
EMIB, or Embedded Multi-Die Interconnect Bridge, is a 2.5D technology for connecting chiplets side by side. Foveros is a true 3D stacking technology, placing chips directly on top of each other. For Tesla, this means they can build an incredibly dense and powerful AI brain for their data centers, manufactured entirely within the US.
What about Europe? We hear a lot about new wafer fabs, but what about this critical packaging step?
Europe is shifting its strategy. On June 10th, we saw reports that Europe is accelerating investments specifically into packaging and chiplets. The research hub IMEC in Belgium has just launched its FAMES pilot line to develop these capabilities. Denmark is now offering up to €650,000 in co-funding for startups in this space. The goal is to reduce regional sourcing risk.
This is a huge shift. So what should a European automotive manufacturer or a U.S. tech firm do with this information?
They need to actively engage with these new Western ecosystems. For U.S. companies, that means starting conversations with Amkor and Intel Foundry Services about their Arizona and Texas facilities. For European companies, it means collaborating with IMEC's new pilot line to design products that can be manufactured regionally. The actionable insight is to diversify your supply chain geographically now, before these new factories are fully booked.
We've covered the big assembly houses and the new fabs, but what about the hidden risks? What are the components that could quietly derail a production plan?
The biggest one right now is the substrate. Think of it as the complex circuit board inside the chip package that everything is built upon. For AI chips, the critical type is called an ABF substrate.
And I'm guessing there's a shortage.
A severe one, and it's forcing massive investment. Japan's Ibiden announced on June 11th that it will spend over $3 billion between now and 2028 to boost its production. Taiwan's Unimicron is also investing over $770 million in 2026 for the same reason. The supply of the raw material, a special type of glass cloth from a company called Nitibo, is itself a bottleneck.
So it's a chain of shortages. Even if you can get a slot at TSMC, you might not be able to get the substrate to put the chips on.
Precisely. It creates a very complex risk environment. But it also opens the door for new, more agile players. A startup based in Singapore, SiliconBox, just secured $77.5 million in financing. They specialize in chiplet integration and have scaled incredibly fast, shipping over 250 million semiconductor units in the first quarter of 2026 alone.
How does this affect Western trading companies and distributors who are trying to navigate this?
It means they must look beyond the traditional Tier 1 suppliers. They need to identify and build relationships with emerging players like SiliconBox, who may offer more flexibility or availability. They also have to educate their customers about these deeper material constraints, like ABF substrates, to set realistic expectations on lead times.
So, the final actionable insight for executives here.
You must map your supply chain beyond your direct supplier. Understand your firm's exposure to critical, sole-sourced materials like ABF substrates. You need to know if your supplier's supplier can deliver. And you should actively scout these emerging, specialized packaging firms as alternative sources.
All right, Troy. A complex but crucial picture of the AI hardware landscape this week. Let's summarize the three key takeaways for business leaders.
First, the price is the signal. The era of deflation in semiconductor components is over for this segment. Expect sustained price hikes of 5 to 20% and structural shortages for high-performance packaging and memory that will last until at least 2028.
Second, the geography of tech is changing.
Correct. Massive CHIPS Act investments are creating a credible, large-scale advanced packaging ecosystem in the United States for the first time, led by Amkor and Intel. Europe is building a parallel capability focused on R&D hubs like IMEC to ensure its own resilience.
And finally, the risks are deeper than you think.
The most critical bottlenecks are no longer just in the final assembly. They're in foundational materials like ABF substrates. A company's entire AI product launch can be stalled by a material you've never heard of. Your supply chain is only as strong as its weakest, most obscure link.
And the one action executive should consider taking this week?
Initiate a strategic review of your 2027 to 2029 product roadmaps. You must align them with the new reality of a constrained, higher-cost packaging supply chain. The crucial step is to secure long-term supply agreements now, or you risk being designed out of the market entirely.
Incredibly sharp advice. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
And thank you for listening to Troy Technical Intelligence. Join us again next week for the analysis you need to stay ahead. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.